This is my attempt at a dramatic reading of my own first piece of Pokemon fanfiction, namely Molsapart and Rhyntecun. Molsapart, uno dos tres. English. Molsapart, uno dos tres, is the most powerful Pokemon. There is only one that was born when Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres, and Mew were playing together at Articuno's home at Seafoam Islands. They saw the ultra-powerful Mist Stone and thought it was a Geodude, so they attacked. Articuno used Blizzard, Zapdos used Thunder, Moltres used Fire Blast, and Mew used Psychic. These attacks all hit the Mist Stone at once, and it broke. Most of the parts were found by people working on a Game Shark, so they put it in. Some parts landed in the Seafoam Islands cave, but those parts weren't many, so few trainers have found a Mist Stone in the cave. But the middle part of the Mist Stone was left. It stood right before the eyes of the legendary birds and Mew. It glowed after the Fire Blast, sparks came out of it because of the thunder, it was frozen solid because of the blizzard, and it was flying a few centimeters from Earth because of Mew's psychic. And it turned to life. It transformed into an ultra-powerful Pokémon with Moltres' head, Zapdos' body, and Articuno's wings and tail feathers. It didn't look like Mew at all, but it had Mew's psychic powers. Maybe it's because psychic space damage is only 90, but Fire Blasts, Thunders, and Blizzards is 120. It attacked them with Peck, but they were quick enough to avoid the attack and run. A scientist a few years ago had a dream about this Pokémon. He told the other scientists the dream, and one of them had had the same dream. They found the Pokémon soon. They didn't believe their eyes when their Pokédex told them, "This is a mysterious Pokémon that is fire, electric, ice, flying, psychic type, and can have 5 attacks at a time. No data available." 5 types and 5 attacks? A new Pokémon? But they aren't they aren't famous yet. Why? Well, they found out too that in level 100 it has 999 in all of its status. And it isn't just powerful, it knows it is. So it can really kill other Pokémon, and humans. If they told everyone, every trainer would try to capture it, and it would kill them because it knows it can and it's proud. It would never allow anything to control it. Only if a trainer really knows he can't catch it and respects it, maybe it would help him if he is losing an important battle and knows it is much more powerful than himself. It might help. The scientists give it the name Molsapart or Uno Dos Tres, and its Pokédex data is, if some trainer thinks he can capture it, nothing can stop it from killing the trainer and his Pokémon and use its psychic powers to make everyone forget the trainer, even his parents. Molsapart's attacks. Level attack. Peck. 6. Thundershock. 7. Ember. 8. Powder Snow. 9. Gust. 15. Confusion. 18. Icy Wind. 20. Wing Attack. 22. Flame Wheel. 23. Spark. 24. Psybeam. 26. Fly, the only Pokémon that can learn Fly by itself, but it can forget it. 30. Drill Peck. 34. Psychic. 35. Thunderbolt. 36. Flamethrower. 37. Ice Beam. 40. Aeroblast. 41. Sacred Fire. 42. Zap Cannon. 45. Fire Spin. 50. Blizzard. 51. Fire Blast. 52. Thunder. 55. Sky Attack. So here they are, Molsapart's attacks. Well, all of its attacks are damaging. That's because its status is so high, it doesn't need attacks that lower the enemy's status or heightens its own. And there are 3 groups of attacks. Damaging, status lowering or heightening, and attacks that do nothing at all except if you're lucky they inflict a status change, poison, freeze, paralysis, sleep, burn, or confusion. There are 2 attacks that inflict special status changes that can be inflicted only by using that attack. And the second, I only remember 2, Leech Seed and Attract. And, well, there's a tiny group of attacks that do nothing at all. There's only 1 attack in this group. Can you guess which? Of course, that attack is Splash. Magikarp and Hufflepuff know them. But Hufflepuff is better because it knows some other attacks too. Magikarp will not learn anything until level 15. But I'm supposed to be talking about Molsapart now. Anyway, it's the only Pokémon that simply learns an HM move, except Goldeen and Seaking with Waterfall, but it can forget Fly, just like a normal attack. While Molsapart has a much higher status than any Pokémon, so it doesn't need Group 2, and it can inflict Burn, Freeze, Paralysis, and Confusion with its normal attacks. And there are Poison and Sleep left. Well, Freeze is like an upgraded version of Sleep, and Burn is like an upgraded version of Poison. And Bird Pokémon can't use Poisoning attacks anyway. paralysis. It's mainly speed and accuracy, because fully paralyzed works as attack missed. Lowering, and accuracy lowering is defensive, and multipart has just enough defense. Burn is better than poison, and multipart doesn't need something to be sure it poisons the enemy, and it can't be sure it burns the enemy. And it doesn't need anything to be sure to make the enemy fall asleep, and can't make sure it gets frozen solid. So multipart doesn't need attacks from group 3 either. And no Pokemon has anything to do with group 4. Wow, multipart used Splash! If multipart were that dumb, no one would want it. Multipart is a Pokemon with no weakness. It can too do a super effective hit on every type except fire, but with its status they shouldn't be a problem. If Articuno were water type, Multipart would have weakness for electric. If the legendary birds weren't birds, it would have weakness for ground. You see it almost as weakness for some types, but I didn't notice. Uh-oh, it has triple weakness for rock type! Help! Run for your lives! But after all, rock types are slow. Multipart would just kill them with Blizzard or Ice Beam before it could attack Multipart. No problem, but what about fire rock type like Macargo? Doesn't matter, Multipart doesn't need weaknesses to win in one hit. Forget it, rock types! Multipart is much stronger. There's another thing to say. Multipart can't be thought TM and HM moves, although it learns fly on its own.